Are you looking to expand your brand this year? Want to make your business stand out above the rest? Well, there's no better way to grow than with your own podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a small business, or a massive company, you need a podcast in 2024. Podcast Plus is an easy and efficient way for you and your brand to join the podcast revolution. There's no better way to position your company as the go-to authority than with a podcast that showcases your industry knowledge, insights, and expertise. The studios at Podcast Plus are state-of-the-art with top-of-the-line production quality. And if you're just starting out, Podcast Plus offers professional script writing, editing magic, and can conceptualize your show, create your cover art, and get you ready to stream on all major platforms. We'll market your podcast as well, showcasing it on radio stations and digital streams across the country. Expand, enhance, and extend your company and brand and reach potential clients and customers 24/7. Find out more at podcast with a K, PLUS.com. That's podcast with a K, PLUS.com.
It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And away we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Cluck Show. Episode 2 of the year of 2024. Please, thank you for being a part of it. And you can stay up to date all things JLNK, obviously, by heading over to JLNKshow.com. What are we going to cover on the podcast today? Well, we'll take a look at some botched operations. Man went in. He wanted a bigger wiener. Which man doesn't want a bigger wiener? If you answered no, fucking keep it to yourself.
Now look at that. Mine's scaled back. I'm sick of being a monster.
We'll take a look at what genital rupture is.
Eesh.
And we'll bring it down. We'll bring that plane into the airport. The exciting conclusion of what did we find in our bodies in 2023. This week, we'll take a look at what dudes put in their dongs and what all people put in their butts. We'll learn how to wipe like pros, speaking of butts. And we'll take a look at a brand new law that is on the books now that we've got a brand new year, a brand new law in New Mexico. Things that we all assumed were already fucking crimes, but they're not. Speaking of the F word, we'll start right here. Swearing, more widely acceptable than it has been in the last 20 years. And why is that? Well, it's because we're looser as a society, man.
Hey, man, we're cool. We're like that uncle that comes in for the weekend.
They say it's become more widely acceptable over the past 20 years because it is increasingly used for other purposes other than insulting people. Like back in the olden days, 20 years ago, you would say, hey, shithead, that was an insult, right? Now we can use the word shit without it being an insult. What is this shit?
Remember when every once in a while you would hear a swear word on, like, cable TV? And you're like, oh.
There it is. There it is!
Now, Comedy Central, after 5 o'clock, it's constant cursing. You think it's, whoa, not even batting an eye.
The two most commonly used swear words in the UK are what? Care to take a guess?
Oh, one of them's got to be cunt.
I hoped, but it wasn't.
Look at this cunt.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about the band Oasis is they call each other cunts all the time.
If I was in the UK and somebody called me a cunt, I would think I was the coolest guy in the world. I'm like, oh man, a British guy called me a cunt.
If you use that on a dude, it will stop all the conversation in a room because no one knows how to react.
Yeah.
That is a taboo word you're not supposed to use. But when you use it against a man, they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Look at this cunt.
I love the Gallagher brothers because that's what they call each other all the time. Actually, it's fucking shit are the two most commonly used swear words in the UK, frequently used to emphasize a point in conversation, and they also use swear words to build social bonds.
Ah.
They say, here's what the experts say according to...
It's like when you greet your friends, you're like, what's up, fuckers?
Right. Here's what they say. This is the reason why. They say swearing, with all of its language use, is entirely context-dependent, and it's context-specific. It's what you do with the word and the various functions as far as performed that informs people how the word is to be perceived. That's why we're learning that now the perception is it's more of an accent word. All of them are more of accent words than anything else. Research has found that people who commonly swear in casual conversations use it to express surprise. Holy shit. To create humor.
Holy shit.
To show solidarity with their friends.
Holy shit.
Hey, here's my favorite. Or to abuse someone. Your words are abusive.
I mean, it's you could tell somebody to eat shit and mean it, but you could also laugh and say, "Oh, eat shit."
So,
oh, he really ate shit when he fell off the ski hill.
This expert, who has published studies on swearing and swearing trends since the 1990s, says that the use of the F word among British teenagers said most swear words are becoming less taboo due to the ways in which people are using them. For example, the F word was increasingly being used for things such as, oh, for fuck's sake, or what the fuck, which is lessening the impact on the ability to offend with that word. If you break it down and you think, this is what this guy says. If you break it down and think, if I say, who the fuck did that, as opposed to who did that, what does the fuck actually mean? It's just emphasizing, exclamating the general sentiment of the sentence. That's pretty funny.
Hey, remember when you were a kid, though, and swearing is only for adults, and then you'd get together with your other shithead buddies, and you'd swear at each other, and you felt like the coolest guy in the world?
Oh, yeah. You're like, check out all the cool new combinations I've come up with.
You're like, what the fuck, Donald? You're like, oh, man.
Oh, when you were a kid, it was like a salt and pepper shaker. You would try to put the F word in everything you possibly could.
And every once in a while, you let one slide on your parents, donk, ran your head.
I still remember the first time I ever said crap. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. A fella in Turkey is...
I think the first time I heard my brother say the F word in front of my mom, she fucking audibly gasped. Like,
and you're like, get him!
Yeah, dude. We knew it was... I think he...
Get that motherfucker!
He had hurt himself somehow. It was like rinsing blood off the sink. He's like, oh, it fucking hurts. And you could hear my mom gasp as if someone just ripped the Bible.
And you're like, yeah, here we go. Oh! It's showtime.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, he's hurt now. He's going to get hurt worse in a minute.
You going to listen to that shit, Mom, or are you going to take care of it?
Yeah. Fuck him up!
The dude in Turkey is going after his surgeon after he was supposedly went in to get his dong elongated. But instead, the doctor actually shortened his dong.
Hey!
Says the man is a wealthy banker, claims that he sought out the services of a doctor.
You're supposed to pull. You pushed.
He promised he was going to add 1.1 inches. It says 1.1 inches in length as well as circumference.
Wow.
It doesn't say how much, though.
I don't know. He's kind of got you over that barrel head, though, with this, because if they fuck up, you're going to admit to be the guy who went in to get your dick elongated?
No, he's attaching his name to the story. The banker is seeking what amounts to be roughly about $16,000 in compensation. I think that is entirely too low.
Yeah.
His the doctor's team claims that the... because of the patient's anatomical structure, that there was a risk during the operation resulting in no elongation. But they also say it's not any shorter than it was before. He denies that the surgery caused anything to shrink following the operation.
I think on this podcast, we talked once about how that surgery actually works.
Right.
And there's like a tendon that's right above your dick, and they snip it so that there's nothing holding it back, and it's all out there, but man, that is, yeesh.
This is a sad story. I mean, what a, I don't know, never mind. This isn't a great way to go. 49-year-old woman was 49 years old. She lived in Russia. She is dead because of genital rupture. I remember this used to be a thing when we were kids, like in elementary and middle school, where you would hear things like this, and you're like, oh.
He got kicked in the nads so hard they exploded.
This woman was jet skiing with her husband when she fell off the jet ski at a high rate of speed.
And the water went up?
And the water went up. When she fell off the jet ski, he hit the gas, causing serious hydraulic injury, otherwise known as the water hammer effect, causing a rupture in the genitals.
Whoa.
She was taken to the hospital. After a couple of days, they decided she couldn't be saved, and she's gone. Yeah, she's dead.
All because this idiot hit the throttle.
Yeah, and then she bounced off of the jet ski, hit the water.
Wow.
What did they call it? A water hammer effect.
I mean, we've all jumped off the speedboat and got a little bit of gas in the rear a little bit, but I can't imagine that ripping you up on the inside.
All right, speaking of genitals, here we go. We'll conclude the year that is 2023 by what did we pull out of dudes' dongs this year in the emergency room.
These stories are weird to me because I'm 43. I've had a penis 43 years on this earth, and I've never once even felt the urge to slide anything inside of it.
Maybe it's because you didn't have any good ideas. Here we go. Emergency rooms the world over to keep detailed records of what people have been doing to themselves. 2023, no different. Some of the most interesting items that men ended up sticking in their wangs this year that needed medical attention. Think about the things that didn't need medical attention. These are the guys that actually went to the ER.
A kid on our bus when I was in school said he put a Leonardo Ninja Turtle sword up his pee hole. And we asked him, we're like, well, what happened? He just said it burned real bad.
I bet. We've seen this one before, a phone charger. God, man. A rolled up Band-Aid.
He's like, I got nothing, looking around. What do I got here? Ooh.
This one makes you just curl up your digits and make fists. A crayon.
That's a little bit too wide.
Things they found in dicks last year. A plastic spoon, a plastic spork. Candle wax. A straw. Folded dollar bills, y'all.
Looks like he's doing coke. Uh-oh.
A yellow chain. What? A 10-inch long sex toy. What?
Now, there is a fetish I'm aware of called sounding, where people get off on doing this.
Okay.
Shoving things in your dong. Some people, an electric rod people will stick up there.
Okay.
And then you zip yourself with it. But as far as, rolled up Band-Aid.
A screwdriver. A knife handle. The tip of... this must be a mustard bottle. A tip of a condiment bottle.
Here's look, I can twist and peel funny.
Here's the one I enjoy. Patient stated that he was drunk 2 days ago and his girlfriend inserted a necklace inside his urethra while having sex. Yeah, buddy, that totally happened.
She probably lives in Canada.
Did we find in people's butts in the year 2023?
The weird thing about chains and necklaces is they're not stiff.
No.
So, you have to feed it in like you're trying to thread a drawstring through a hoodie.
There's a whole lot of stuff that we found on people's butts this year, so we'll kind of rush through this one. An ice cream scoop.
Okay.
A shot glass. Mouthwash bottle cap.
Okay, those are pretty big at one end.
Cologne bottle. This person went for a twofer. These aren't dudes. These are men and women.
Cologne bottle. Was it like one of those old Avon ones? Like it's an old jalopy car?
What was it? Which one had the necklace on it? What was that?
Oh, yeah, shit.
It was silver. It had a necklace and then it had the thing on it.
Was it Brute?
Maybe. This person got a twofer. Shampoo bottle and a toothbrush.
That's like that old Adam Sandler bit. See that shampoo bottle over there? Stick it up my ass at a medium pace.
A cigarette lighter. A 7-inch glass bottle.
Okay.
Oh, this one has an excuse. Patient believes he placed a pen in his rectum the day prior. He states there was alcohol involved.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I put an ink pen in my derriere.
Things we pulled out of butts this year. 3 cell phones at once.
Oh.
2 dildos at once. Patient states he accidentally sat on a cone-shaped toy in the shower. A lint brush. A pool noodle.
The whole thing?
A rolling pin.
Hey, these things are huge.
Patient put a screw in his rectum because he was curious. It would have been great news if you knew the next person who put a screwdriver in their fanny. Oh, you've got a screw in your ass? I have a driver. I could maybe go in and get it.
Don't some of those screwdrivers have magnetic tips, though? Wouldn't you try to fish it out on your own?
It's lefty-loosey, right?
Yeah.
Lefty-loosey.
Yeah.
A toy dinosaur.
I like the guys who lie. You've been caught.
Like this guy states that earlier this afternoon he was trying to be funny and shoved a plastic bottle up his rectum.
Hey,
crowd went wild.
Yeah.
My friends, we were sitting around drinking. And I was like, check this out.
Who is the guy from the podcast a few weeks back who was trying to be funny in front of his friends and had like a dog lick his dong? And he's like, look at my dog's giving head.
I think he fucked a dog in the ass.
Okay. And he's like, look at this. This is hilarious. I'm fucking a German Shepherd. And they called the police on him.
No, I was just joking.
Yeah. Saying, yeah, you were.
Hey, guys, turn over here. He's like, whoa.
A toilet plunger. Things we've fished out of people's fannies in 2023. A candle holder.
Mr. Mustard.
I don't like this because it says unknown amount of magnetic balls. What do you mean unknown? You can't count these fucking things. Inserted anal beads into rectum on Thursday. Fell asleep. Noticed today that they weren't where she had left them.
Oh, no.
A shaving cream bottle, PVC pipe, jigsaw pieces, zucchini.
Hey, the old classic.
Squash?
No, that's a zucchini. Patient's present with butt plug stuck in her rectum, reports that she's using it and got up quickly to close the door. Oh, to answer the door.
Oh, all right. She was startled. It went thunk.
Terrifying. Golf ball.
Hey, I like that. She was in the middle of fucking herself with a butt plug. She's like, I have to get the door. It's UPS.
Hey,
if I don't sign for it, they're going to leave me the tag, and then I'll be chasing FedEx around town for weeks.
If a woman is expecting an Amazon package, there's nothing that will prevent her from getting to that front door. A golf ball and orange. Okay, here we go.
It's a Pro V1, sir. I kind of need that back.
Patient states that he stuck a pen in his butt to scratch an itch, and it went up his butt. A Christmas ornament. I mean, oh, baby, that's Jesus is unhappy.
That's the most believable of the lies.
Is it? I had an itch I couldn't quite scratch, so I went after it with a pen.
Well, it's a lot more believable that I fell on a cone-shaped toy in the shower.
Christmas tree lights. A plastic lightsaber. What? A corn on the cob holder.
Ouch.
That's those dumb novelty things, right, that look like an ear of corn and they have the spikes in the end? Oh, childhood is ruined. Here's the last thing they pulled out of somebody's ass in 2023. A fruit roll-up.
Couldn't you just leave it up there and kind of let the, eventually come out?
I think that could be said for any of those things. Well, I should probably just, it's going to come out or it's going to kill me.
Yeah.
There's going to be no in between. I'm not letting anyone else in on this information. Are we wiping our fannies correctly? It says right here, a renowned anal surgeon, Dr. Evan Goldstein, has a few wiping tips that'll keep you from, bad things happening down there.
He's like, wrap your four fingers in toilet paper and then punch your butthole. That's how you're supposed to do it.
First thing he says is, stop wiping so hard. The tissue in your fanny is very tender and can be easily irritated or torn. What do you mean torn? He is a huge fan of the bidet. As long as you remember to gently dry yourself afterwards to prevent irritation.
I don't know. I told you, we got one of those as a gift, and I still haven't hooked it up yet because it just, I don't know, something about it seems weird. It's going to be hard to clean around. I don't know.
This doctor is also anti-wet wipe, saying that they're bad for the environment and your butt. 90% of the issues that this anal surgeon sees in his office are wet wipe induced. 9 out of 10 of the problems that he sees are because of people using wet wipes. What do they call those, dude wipes? What do they call those things? There's a name for them. Bottom line is, if you're going to continue going to go the TP route, your best move is to blot rather than wipe. What am I? Man, I got a life I'm trying to live here.
It's an asshole, not a stain on a shirt.
And here we go. Do it from the standing squat position.
Nope. No.
That means you have to lift your fanny up off of the toilet to do it.
That was that big debate we had where we found out that literally half the people walking the earth wipe standing up.
Yeah, that's messed up, man. All right, Herod, we'll wrap on this note. I can't believe that this is a law. I can't believe this wasn't already a law. You would like to think in all 50 states, this great nation of ours, it is against the law to have sex with a corpse, right?
Yeah.
Apparently it is not. In New Mexico, one lawmaker has decided it's time for a new law that prohibits necrophilia. A representative in New Mexico is...
And you know the people that are into this know that this was a loophole there.
Who's against it? That's what I want to see. The guy that's like, no way, government, get off my back.
Yeah, you're overstepping your bounds, personal freedoms.
A representative by the name of Stephanie Lord is set to introduce legislation, which she hopes will firmly establish that having sex with a dead person is a crime. Currently, New Mexico is one of five states that have no law against, you know, defiling a corpse like this. Well, and I don't know if I want an answer to this, but there is no official data that shows how much of a problem this is, not only in New Mexico, but anywhere.
If someone's had to address it so far, that means they've had some sort of an incident.
But again, if there's just one, that's enough for me.
Yeah. Because one is going to give somebody else the idea and say, oh, Jante.
Oh, we can do that? Oh, shit. All right. It's like back in the olden days, you know, when we were trying to figure out if we were going to smoke inside or not. Some places you could smoke in, some places you couldn't smoke in. Sometimes somebody fired me like, oh, shit, we can do that in here. Yeah, you can smoke in here. Oh, we can have sex with dead bodies? Yeah, we can have sex with dead bodies.
Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know. Nobody told me.
Party.
I've been missing out. So there you go. What a great way to end the podcast. Thanks for stopping by and checking it out. Obviously, we do it every Tuesday. You can get a brand new one. Again, everything you need to know, including links to social media and terrestrial radio show, anything you need, you can find it at jlnkshow.com. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Podcasts by Federated Media.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.